time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East, and President Trump said the Iranian leaders should call him and talk about making a deal. Now, as far as North Korea goes, there's things going on there as well, as a North Korean ship that was used to transport coal was in violation of sanctions, and the United States government has seized that. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Yakov Katz. He's the editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post, and he also served as the paper's military reporter and defense analyst before that. Now, he's also the author of a new book titled Shadow Strike, Inside Israel's Secret Mission to Eliminate Syria's Nuclear Power. And one of the things I asked him was how North Korea and Iran are continuing to be threats in the Middle East.
We have to hope that the world understands this and gets its act together, cracks down on the Iranians, doesn't buy their oil, doesn't do business with them, comes together with the U.S. and the Trump administration to impose tough sanctions on the Iranians like Trump has been doing. This is the way to stop the Iranians. We need to try to avoid war. And you mentioned North Korea, Sam. Well, North Korea was building this nuclear reactor with the Syrians. They were caught red-handed in the greatest act of nuclear proliferation in the history of mankind between one state and another. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. They paid no price. The North Koreans were taken by the Bush administration off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. They proceeded to conduct five more nuclear tests in the year since that reactor was discovered and their proliferation was discovered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I got a bit of an announcement got to make on program today. It's, I guess it's bittersweet to some degree. Starting this Monday, I will be no longer doing my Monday through Friday three-hour Watchdog on Wall Street show on various different stations around the country in a terrestrial fashion. I will be, however, I'm not going away. I'm going to be doing podcasts Monday through Friday. Weekend show, everything stays the same. But the Monday through Friday program, I'm going to be going to podcasts. Now, I have reasons why this is taking place. As you know, you're listening to the program now, my weekend show, the show you're listening to now, heard on over 250 stations around the country altogether. We are on outside of one that I know of. News talk stations. This is a program that it's about life. It's about life here in the United States. It's about improving your situation. It's about understanding how the world works. We defy all the liars. We defy conventional wisdom. We're not a business show. We do a lot of business. We do. But we try to make it, a little bit more relatable to everyone. Back when I started the Watchdog on Wall Street show, it was 20 years ago. I was asked to start the program. This is a weekend program. I was doing guest appearances on a myriad of different stations around the country, and I still do some. I do, and I'm going to get back to doing more guest appearances as well. I got invited. They said, Chris, you should do your own show, and I thought about it, and I said, well, I don't know. I guess I could try doing that. And the people wanted me to do a straight-up business buy, sell, and hold program. They wanted me to go head-to-head with James Cramer. He had his own radio show back in the day. And there was plenty of those programs everywhere, but I wanted nothing to do with it. And I said, that's not what I do. That's not what we're about. And those programs I find ridiculous. And I always have. I've told everybody here on the program, they're dumb. Call in, buy, sell, and hold programs. I don't know you. I don't know what your financial situation is. I'm going to tell you whether or not XYZ is right for you at this point in time. Are you kidding me? Why don't you sit down and get your financial plan done and we'll discuss it that way. So I didn't do it, and we went our own way. I've always been that solitary man, did it my way type of a guy, as you, my longtime listeners, know. So anyway, our Monday through Friday program is primarily on business stations. And I just, to be honest with you, I just don't like it. I just don't like being on business stations. I don't oftentimes like some of the shows that surround me on those stations. And I'm honest. I've told you here, the amount of con artists out there that have radio shows on business stations because, hey, all they do is they collect money. Those business stations don't really sell ads. You notice they have a lot of fillers there, per inquiry ads, also a lot of PSA, and they tell some of their advertisers on their news talk stations that they'll give them some free ads on the business station. They don't sell that. They make their money by selling time, blocks of time to radio show hosts. And they don't care. They don't care who has a show, long as their check clears. And how many times have I come on the program and warned you about various different radio show hosts and scams that they're running out there? So I'm not, that's all I can stand. I can't stand no more, but I'm not going to stop doing it. Most of our listeners, believe it or not, for our Monday through Friday program have come from the weekend show, like I said, on 250 some odd stations. So we're going to keep doing the podcast. We're going to keep doing the podcast. I check. I see where all the listeners are. I can check the metrics to see, you know, where the downloads are coming from. And, hey, it's from you guys out there that are listening to the program. So I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. Give us, this week we'll probably have a few up. And I'm also going to be incorporating some video and doing some other things as well. Kind of embarking on a, kind of new to some degree, but we've podcasted all of our programs anyway. But yeah, I'm sorry to say that, you know what? Such is life. I was doing the Monday through Friday program for, I think I was doing that for over, wow, come to think about it, 2004? 2004, in some way, shape, matter, or form, I was on air Monday through Friday. Been a lot of radio over the years. But anyway, moving on. I got a touch on this. Got into it last hour a little bit. We were talking about people trying to cut corners, shortcuts in life. And we mentioned this hedge fund in Connecticut that managed to lose all of their clients' money in 3 days. Well, not all, 90%. Close. Within 3 days. They did everything that they told their clients that they were not going to do. Again, all you needed to do was ask. All you needed to do was ask. And I thought about hedge funds, and I wrote a column about Wall Street crooks, various different levels, leverage buyouts and collateralized debt obligations. And this is before the whole subprime collapse. We were writing about collateralized debt obligations and what they were going to do. We also wrote about hedge funds and hedge fund managers. And there was a column by Mark Gilbert in Bloomberg, and he used the world of cows, bovines, to describe several areas of the financial world that, are causing issues. And this is the take on hedge funds. I've done this one here on the program before. But follow along, okay? If you think about this, the next time some schlock broker tries to put you into some hedge fund or some hedge fund guy you meet at the golf course is trying to tell you how brilliant, how smart he is, think of my cow story here. So you have two cows. Got it? You got two cows. And all of a sudden, a guy wearing a very, very nice suit, got no tie on, and he most certainly has a really, really expensive watch. He pulls up to your farm in his Aston Martin. Mr. Master of the Universe, financial engineer, offers to take care of your two cows. And in return, he's going to provide you with a one-year supply of filet mignon and 50% of their milk yield. So you're scratching your head. How in the world is this possible? How could this guy do this? But, Mr. Master of the Universe says he is a financial engineer. Whoa. He's a financial engineer. And guess what? He has the suit, he's got the car, he's got the watch, and he's got the 20-year-old, really nice-looking girlfriend to prove it. Now, the caveat is this. Your cows, they're not going to be able to leave his Greenwich, Connecticut compound for 2 years. So, you agree. You agree, you decide not to listen to the watchdog on Wall Street, and you decide to give your cows up. 6 months later, you look at your bovine account statement and you realize that all you have left is half a cow that's producing sour milk. So you dial up Mr. Master of the Universe, Mr. Financial Engineer, and you're going to inquire about what's happened. And he returns a call several weeks later from the Cayman Islands. He's drinking a bottle of 40-year-old Chateau Lafite. He's chewing on some filet mignon. And he offers up this reassurance that everything will be just fine. And he gives you this insightful phrase. He says, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a cow's ass, but wouldn't you rather take my word for it? Click. Master of the Universe hangs up, and you come to the realization that he's quoting the film Tommy Boy. And at that point in time, you realize all's lost. Meanwhile, Mr. Master of the Universe is now living in a palatial state on Paradise Island in the Bahamas, leaving you with zip, zero, zilch, nada. Gotta take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site. Get there, take advantage of all the great stuff we have, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. We just witnessed yet another U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. This one, an attempted roasting of Attorney General Barr. Democratic presidential candidates presenting their caustic, nasty side, obviously showboating for fundraising and for extreme left primary votes. I'm not being partisan. I'm sharing an observation. I get it. We have an adversarial political system, but we used to have decorum, respect even in disagreement. Now we're witnessing something very different, dangerous, both politically and culturally. If we want our representatives to do our bidding, to represent us, to actually get something done like a modern infrastructure, a modern immigration system, and so much more, we must reel them in. Resisting everything is to resist even the things we want and need. That's not how we build the future. Like the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Wiring money. It's quick. It's easy. It's gone forever. Wiring money is just like sending cash. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. So don't wire money to a stranger or to someone you haven't met in person. In fact, you may want to think twice even when you do know the person asking you to wire money. Scam artists sometimes hack email accounts and send out hard luck stories using the name of a person you know. Confirm the facts of any story before you wire any money. Remember, the reasons for wire transfers can be compelling, even heart-wrenching. But once the money is sent, you can't get it back, and often you can't even track it. So whether it's to a love interest or even to a name you know, confirm before you send. When it comes to wiring money, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. I have to address this. I do. Even though I really don't want to. I still have yet to get to see the second installment of the Avengers. I've just been way too busy. Maybe I'll get a chance to see it sometime this weekend. Probably have to go later on in the evening. But I don't know if you're familiar. The first one, and I like the superhero genre. I do. As a kid, I had my little superhero action figures, and play in the backyard when we were really young with our friends, and they're this character and that character, and had fun playing and running around in the woods. But anyway, in the last segment, the bad guy, the real bad guy, has got this power that he gets. He gets this glove with these special stones, and, well, spoiler alert, but I'm sorry, the movie came out a long time ago. You should have seen it by now, the old one. Snaps his fingers and wipes out half the universe. Just wipes it out. And I was thinking about it this week. And I said to myself, you know what? I wouldn't mind having that power for just a day. What would I do? What would you do to add that type of power to eliminate stuff? Now, I'm not killing anybody or doing anything like that. I would snap my fingers, and I'm not kidding. I would snap my fingers, and I'm telling you, I would make cable news and social media go away. Go away. Yes, everybody working at those companies can find themselves other jobs. Gone. Make them go away. Because there are so many important things that are happening within our country, around the world. Nothing is being paid attention to. Nothing. All we got is this fight that's taking place. It is eerily reminiscent to the playground fights that we'd see back in junior high when everybody would rally around. Fight, 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 fight. I got into one of those fights back in junior high, and the principal was using the scare tactic that it was going to go down on my permanent record, whatever that means. But that's where we are today. Fight, fight, fight. I read the news. I see the columns. I see the various different publications, the websites out there. I see what they do with their headlines and try to drive a narrative. I see columns and supposedly high-end established publications, whether it be the Washington Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Clickbait. Nothing but clickbait. To watch this past week. To watch this past week what took place with Attorney General William Barr was embarrassing. Really was. One of my favorite comedians out there, Sebastian Maniscalco, and one of his routines, he does this whole thing about, aren't you embarrassed? Yeah, I'm embarrassed. What took place was embarrassing. And what, unfortunately, I don't know if the media doesn't understand this, or they don't want people to know. This entire episode, what we're going through right now, is the most successful Russian counterintelligence operation in history. And all you need to do is to study a little bit about Russian counterintelligence and propaganda campaigns, going back to the Soviet Union with misinformation. The Russians just figured out where we are really, really weak. They figured it out. Well, you don't think that they could pull this off again? Look at this country right now. Look at how divided we are. Look at the way. I mean, look what they succeeded. They succeeded in having in mainstream television programs, people coming on air, former intelligence officials, Justice Department officials, calling the President of the United States traitorous. He committed treason. Never before in my lifetime have we seen something like this. Did the Russians get involved in the 2016 election? Sure. Why? To stir the pot. I want everybody to think about this. You know, think about Vladimir Putin and maybe some of our possible quote-unquote adversaries around the globe, watching what's transpiring here in the United States. There's no Russia collusion? Doesn't matter. Right now, everybody is in cover your buttocks mode. So what we have to do is we have to discredit the Attorney General of the United States so he can't come after our hides. And believe me, the Republicans, they don't want to have any sort of retaliation against the Democrats either. They don't. They don't. About a month ago, Karl Rove put out a warning, wrote a story in the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Mr. President, you know what? Let this one go. Let it all go away. Let it heal. They're not doing that. The establishment strikes back. Yeah, the establishment strikes back. I wish people from both sides of the aisle would understand that they're the enemy. You get it? Those people that, oh, those real nice people that shake your hand and collect your money, those politicians in D.C., don't give a damn about you. They don't. And they, look at us fools. They've got us fighting back and forth. It is to say, I'm an equal opportunity basher. I made fun of the whole birther thing when Obama was president. I couldn't stand Barack Obama's policies. But I wanted to fight him on policy issues. I'm not going to fight him on all sorts of other crap, Reverend Wright, and all this other nonsense. Talk policy. Birther looking for birth certificates. You don't like the president? Guess what? There's an election every 4 years. You can get rid of him. But we should be collectively embarrassed by this. We really should. What we're doing to this country, what these people are doing, Mazie Hirono, what she said about the Attorney General of the United States, shameful. Have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We get back, we're going to do a little bit lighter, more fun, upbeat topic. We're going to talk about the economy. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not giving up on trade negotiations with China.
A large group delegation headed by one of the most respected men and highest officials of China will be coming in today, and they'll see what they can do.
The president also says he's continuing to talk with the Chinese president.
Well, he just wrote me a beautiful letter. I just received it, and I'll probably speak to him by phone.
The southeastern part of the country remains on alert for severe weather. Multiple people were injured in Arkansas after a possible tornado touched down in Pine Bluff, which is just southeast of Little Rock.
Together as a community, we will make right what is wrong, repair what is broken, and heal what is injured.
That's Pine Bluff Mayor Shirley Washington. That same weather system is blamed for flooding across Texas and Missouri. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Quickly, before we move on to the economy, I was thinking about it during the break, and why we should be embarrassed and why, well, why should we need to pull back from this. I was thinking about kangaroo courts. And that's basically what we're watching and what's taking place in Washington, D.C. Nothing but kangaroo courts. And that's what happens in dictatorships. This is what happens in third world countries. There's no facts. There's no facts. The facts don't matter. You're guilty. You're guilty. But hey, think about the Kavanaugh. The Kavanaugh hearings as well. He was guilty. He was guilty, and then he had to prove himself innocent. That's how this thing is being played out. And that's, the media's fine with it. And, again, it's sad. All right, let's talk a little bit about the world around us, the stuff that's not being reported, the great things that are going on in this country. We all know about the GDP report, which blew away expectations at 3.2% in the first quarter. I want to talk about the April payrolls, in particular the private payrolls. Private payrolls were up by 275,000. That blew away estimates. That's the best numbers we've had since July. I think there were over 280,000 in July. That, to me, is numero uno, one of the most important things to look at when it comes to the economy. Can you get a job? And the answer, quite frankly, yes. If you want a job, you can get one. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There are more job openings than people looking for jobs. Not to mention the fact that wages continue to rise. We have not seen wage growth in this country since the 1990s. One of the reasons why, one of the reasons why, this is a bit of review to some of our listeners out there, in my opinion, the reasons why. You've got so many millennials out there embracing the Sanders, feeling the burn, listening to these progressive idiots out there, is that they lived a long period of time where, guess what? It was difficult to find a job and wages weren't going up. That time's over. It's over. And it's fantastic to see this. This is such a great story. The supply side of the economy is showing strength. Now, many of the economists and academics out there, they like to paint this as, oh, we got to be cautious because it could be inflationary. The old Phillips curve. Oh, no. Oh, higher wages. Higher wages are bad. Low unemployment is bad. It's going to be inflationary. We're going to have to raise interest rates. I've never, ever in my entire life understood this. I remember sitting in a class years ago, and they're trying to explain this to me, and I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. Good news is bad news? How could that be? Nah, it's crap. The Phillips curve and what these people at the Federal Reserve have been following, it's garbage. Doesn't take into account businesses becoming more productive, being able to handle the higher labor costs. You know, the businesses don't mind paying more for labor. They don't. If they're making more money, they'll pay more for labor. If, guess what, they weren't making the money, they won't pay for the labor. They're not going to pay people that they can't afford to have. Adjustments are always made. And right now, you've got all these Fed governors out there scratching their heads because they've got their algorithms and their formulas and their Phillips curve, and they don't know what's going on. They can't seem to figure it out. Why are prices going through the roof? Because you people don't know what you don't know. You don't. They're too smart for us. They don't know what they don't know. And that's dangerous. It is. Got columns out there in the Wall Street Journal talking about the stock market record and how it's a different type of boom out there. And they're saying, are we in a Goldilocks economy? Are we going to return to a recession? Is the market going to leap to the upside? What about inflation? They go back to the fall of last year. Thought, oh, my God, everybody was afraid of inflation, and the Fed raised rates a little bit. And look at what the markets did. Yeah, look what they did. What did they do? They went down, right? Economy did fantastic in 2018. Market was down for the year. Well, what does that mean if you're an investor? Well, we'll explain it to you when you get back. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. The Reverend Francis Frank Brett stood at the grave in Arlington National Cemetery to perform a priestly duty and an act of love for a military chaplain killed when an enemy rocket hit his bunker in Vietnam. The year was 1998, and Brett was eulogizing his younger brother, the Reverend Robert Brett, in a ceremony marking the transfer of his remains to Arlington 3 decades after his death at age 32. Earlier this month, the brothers, who grew up in a large Irish Catholic family in Grays Ferry, a neighborhood in South Philadelphia, and both became priests and decorated military chaplains, they were reunited in the Virginia Cemetery. The ashes of Frank Brett, who died 2 years ago at 86, were placed in the grave with Robert at a ceremony on Chaplain's Hill. The military has not confirmed that they will be the first siblings buried together in that section, but their situation is, quote, unique, according to a military spokesperson. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right. Much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, kiddos. I had several articles here. Wall Street Journal, CNBC, various different world-renowned business publications. And they're quoting various different professors and PhDs and money managers trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, we're trying to figure out, well, how could this be? Wall Street Journal article. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The world economy has slowed sharply. Central banks are worried enough that easing is back on the agenda. Yet U.S. stocks this week broke above their September high. Yeah, what were these same publications telling you at the end of 2018? Recession is in the cards, and things are going to fall apart. And you better run for the hills, and you better protect yourself. And this guy is moving to cash, and this one's doing this, and this one's doing that. You want to know what we did? Same thing we do every month. Dollar cost average, put money away, rebalance portfolios. You know what? Back at the end of 2018, believe it or not, will boost our returns. Just like the financial crisis, we've boosted our returns at Markowski Investments. Why? Because we didn't cower in fear. We didn't freak out. We didn't try to do the mother of all sins when it comes to investing. You want to know what that is? Time the market. We never try to time the market. This is much, it's an exercise in futility. It's trying to understand Mother Nature. You can't do it. You can't. You're not going to be able to figure it out. There's no algorithm. There's no wizard of smart that's able to do this. When somebody gets it right and they pat themselves on the back, they're a liar. All they did was guess right. It is the equivalent of me patting myself on the back because I'm there at a roulette wheel, and I picked red or black or the right number. There's no skill involved in that. None. They guessed. That's all. Why don't you take the guesswork out of the equation? Why don't you just take it out of the equation? Get a grip on where you want to be. Get a grip on when you're going to need to have access to money in your portfolio, cash. And not worry about the downturns in the market. Profit from them. I doubt I'll ever see, maybe we will, maybe it'll be another smart itself, a menu like we saw back in 2009 when things were down there. Do you understand that, how much that boosted our returns? More on this when we get back. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, the place where we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I've written quite a few columns about this and just the exercise and futility of stock pickers and the myth out there that there are people that are good at it. They're not. I've never met one. I've met great investors. People that are able to analyze companies and look at value. Also able to see, well, gee whiz, maybe these companies have gotten out ahead of themselves. Well, we happen to be pretty good at that, too. As you, my longtime listeners, know. There's a lot of patience that you need to have in some of these scenarios. But it works. It works over the long run. And that's what's important. When I'm lifting weights in the morning, weight room in my office that I work out. I've got CNBC on there, and I'm working out early in the morning, and I'm watching some of these people that they're parading on, and when they get something right, they're like, wow, look at that. Wow, you were spot on with that one. Yeah, I was. What about all the times that you were wrong? Because I remember the same guy coming on the show in the past and being dead wrong. And one of the most popular guys on CNBC, James Cramer, he's on in the morning. He's got his evening program. Years ago, they did an audit on his picks. And the reality was, you would have been better off flipping a coin than listening to his recommendations. It doesn't make any sense. It's not what good investors do. Remember years ago, we got a phone call, and this gentleman wanted to retire, and he heard about us, and he wanted us to take over his firm. And we went there for the meeting, and as it turns out, it doesn't take me long to figure out whether the guy's a dirtbag or not, and he was a dirtbag. At that point in time, he's flipping all of his clients into high commission annuities that they didn't really need. And he starts bragging about the time where he was one of the top stock pickers in the country. And it was by accident. He had started a fund back in the summer of 1987. And he didn't get approval from the SEC to start trading until after some November, December of 87. So basically, his entire fund, the money that he raised, was in cash. So people came to him, oh, who are the geniuses that saw the market was going to collapse? And he was touted as one of the geniuses because he was 100% in cash when Black Monday hit. But all it was an accident. Nothing more. Nothing less. That's how these people operate. What we do is we utilize downturns in the market as great opportunities. Now, for people out there that are obviously in a different situation, that have to have access to money for cash to pay bills, whatever it may be, that are taking money on a regular basis out of their portfolio. We like to set up their portfolio so it's paying them as they go along. We do not want people. We don't do this. We don't have, our clients are not looking to their portfolio to see what stocks to sell at the end of the month to pay the bills. We believe in a 5-year window. If you need access to cash from your portfolio within 5 years, guess what? It's in cash. That money that you need is going to be in cash or cash equivalents. Why? Well, guess what? Sometimes bad stuff happens. That for someone that needs to access their portfolio, a market swoon, sell-off like we had at the end of 2018, or a market crash like we had back in 2008, 2009, that can be devastating if you've got to sell stocks to pay the bills. But if you're someone that money's in cash already, how does it bother you? It doesn't. Because the part of your portfolio that went down due to the crash, due to the correction, guess what? Is going to come back. And you're all set because guess what? You have a 5-year window, which is more than enough time. More than enough time to protect yourself and your finances. These are some of the little just nuances. These are not difficult things, people. They're not. Am I speaking in, you know, Greek letters and mathematical symbols and algorithms here? No, I'm not. When you start seeing stuff like that, that's when you got to run and hide. Because that type of complexity is used to confuse and bewilder you and get you believing that certain rules do not apply for this guy. The laws of investment physics, the laws of the universe don't apply with this guy. I'm here to tell you, they always do. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to North Korea's latest missile test.
Well, we're looking at it very seriously right now. They were smaller missiles, short-range missiles. Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look, and we'll see. We'll see. The relationship continues, but we'll see what happens. I know they want to negotiate. They're talking about negotiating, but I don't think they're ready to negotiate.
Also on Thursday, the U.S. government said they seized a North Korean ship that's used to transport coal that was in violation of sanctions. Many people living in southeast Texas are dealing with severe flood damage.
And they had to pull my sister out through the bathroom window because she couldn't get out either doors. So it was a lot.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now that flooding and severe weather is stretching all the way east from Texas to Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the White House does not respect basic constitutional principles like separation of powers.
Every day they are advertising their obstruction of justice by ignoring subpoenas and by just declaring that people shouldn't come and speak to Congress so that the American people can find out the truth about the Russian disruption of our election so that it doesn't happen again.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest weekly unemployment claims.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting that around 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was about 2,000 fewer than filed the previous week. However, the forecast for most analysts was for fewer, about 220,000 Americans, to have filed initial claims.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Buying a home in the city versus buying a home in the country, it's that age-old debate of where you should live and what benefits you would like to have. Now, obviously, if you're living out in the country, you're going to have room for a yard, have a little more area to yourself. If you're in a city, you're going to be able to take advantage of the benefits of great restaurants and being able to walk to places. Now, regarding home prices, though, what are we seeing in the trends as far as the prices go? Natalie Way is an associate editor with Realtor.com, and she tells Fox News.
Well, at Realtor.com, so our April data, we're seeing actually an increase in prices in the city. And so that's actually